China.
Halloween in China. Spooked. Young people in fancy dress frighten the government.
Halloween is a time of scares, not least for the Communist Party. With few opportunities to express their frustrations with the government, Chinese revelers have been known to speak through their costumes. Last Halloween, the first since pandemic controls were lifted, young adults in Shanghai dressed up as surveillance cameras and COVID-19 testers. One brave soul emerged as Winnie the Pooh, a podgy cartoon bear whom China's ruler Xi Jinping supposedly resembles. The government dislikes this comparison, and it is increasingly clear that it detests Halloween. This year, the authorities in Shanghai were ready. There was no formal announcement that celebrations were banned, but bars were quickly told to cancel costume parties. Over the weekend of October 26th and 27th, throngs of police were sent to downtown areas where revelers tend to congregate. Videos posted on social media showed officers detaining Batman, Donald Trump, the Buddha, and a poop emoji. It wasn't clear if the police were targeting specific costumes, a weird mix if so. Few seemed controversial. In China's big cities, and certainly in Shanghai, its most international one, Halloween and other Western festivals are growing more popular. One sees children trick-or-treating, often to the confusion of their elderly neighbours. Kids dress up as ghosts and ghouls, as well as creatures from Chinese folktales, such as a mischievous nine-tailed fox or Jiangxi, a hopping vampire in the attire of an imperial bureaucrat. Officials in the party, which is avowedly atheist, dislike Halloween's focus on superstition. They also distrust cultural imports. State-run newspapers criticize people who celebrate Western festivals for worshipping foreigners. They tell young people to take pride instead in China's own traditions. In 2014, officials in Beijing banned Halloween costumes on the subway, saying they could create trouble. In 2021, after the release of a patriotic film about the Korean War, nationalists urged people to shun Christmas and commemorate the sacrifice of Chinese soldiers during that conflict. This year's crackdown on Halloween has extended beyond Shanghai. Some events in Beijing have been cancelled. A comedy club in the city recently published a notice on social media asking audience members not to dress up or paint their faces. Such actions have been met with approval by some. "The invasion of Western culture should have been dealt with long ago," wrote a commentator on Weibo, a social media platform. But others think that Chinese officials are ruining the fun. As one netizen put it, "Those people are much scarier than ghosts."